Physical surroundings matter, and the people around you matter. Having an environment that doesn't support your goals is all too common, and unfortunately an all too common thief of productivity. As actor and comedian Lily Tomlin once said, "The road to success is always under construction, so don't allow yourself to be detoured from getting to your one thing. Pave your way with the right people and place."
Big ideas. Start saying no. Always remember that when you say yes to something, you're saying no to everything else. It's the essence of keeping a commitment. Start turning down other requests outright or saying no for now to distractions so that nothing detracts you from getting to your top priority. Learning to say no can and will liberate you. It's how you'll find the time for your one thing. Accept chaos. Recognize that pursuing your one thing moves other things to the back burner. Loose ends can feel like snares, creating tangles in your path. This kind of chaos is unavoidable. Make peace with it. Learn to deal with it. The success you have accomplishing your one thing will continually prove you made the right decision. Manage your energy. Don't sacrifice your health by trying to take on too much. Your body is an amazing machine, but it doesn't come with a warranty, you can't trade it in, and repairs can be costly. It's important to manage your energy so you can do what you must do, achieve what you want to achieve, and live the life you want to live. Take ownership of your environment. Make sure that the people around you and your physical surroundings support your goals. The right people in your life and the right physical environment on your daily path will support your efforts to get to your one thing. When both are in alignment with your one thing, they will supply the optimism and physical lift you need to make your one thing happen.
Screenwriter Leo Rostin pulled everything together for us when he said, "I cannot believe that the purpose of life is to be happy. I think the purpose of life is to be useful, to be responsible, to be compassionate. It is, above all, to matter, to count, to stand for something, to have made some difference that you lived at all. Live with purpose, live by priority, and live for productivity. Follow these three for the same reason you make the three commitments, and avoid the four thieves. Because you want to leave your mark. You want your life to matter."
Chapter 18, The Journey. A Chinese proverb says, "To get through the hardest journey, we need take only one step at a time, but we must keep on stepping."
One step at a time may be trite, but it's still true. No matter the objective, no matter the destination, the journey to anything you want always starts with a single step. That step is called the one thing. I want you to do something. I want you to close your eyes and imagine your life as big as it can possibly be, as big as you have ever dared to dream, and then some. Can you see it? Now open your eyes and listen to me. Whatever you can see, you have the capacity to move toward. And when what you go for is as vast as you can possibly envision, you'll be living the biggest life you can possibly live. Living large is that simple. Let me share a way you can do this. Write down your current income. Then multiply it by a number. 2, 4, 10, 20, it doesn't matter. Just pick one, multiply your income by it, and write down the new number. Looking at it and ignoring whether you're frightened or excited, ask yourself, "Will my current actions get me to this number in the next 5 years? If they will, then keep doubling the number until they won't. If you then make your actions match your answer, you'll be living large. Now, I use personal earnings only as an example. This thinking can apply to your spiritual life, your physical conditioning, your personal relationships, your career achievement, your business success, or anything else that matters to you. When you lift the limits of your thinking, you expand the limits of your life. It's only when you can imagine a bigger life that you can ever hope to have one. The challenge is that living the largest life possible requires you not only to think big, but also take the necessary actions to get there. Extraordinary results require you to go small. Getting your focus as small as possible simplifies your thinking and crystallizes what you must do. No matter how big you can think, when you know where you're going and work backwards to what you need to do to get there, you'll always discover it begins with going small. Years ago, I wanted an apple tree on our property. Turns out you can't buy a fully mature one. The only option I had was to buy a small one and grow it. So I did. And 5 years later, we had apples. But because I thought as big as I could, guess what? I didn't just plant one. Today we have an orchard. Your life is like this. You don't get a fully mature one. You get a small one and the opportunity to grow it if you want to. Think small, and your life's likely to stay small. Think big, and your life has a chance to grow big. The choice is yours. When you choose a big life, by default, you'll have to go small to get there. You must survey your choices, narrow your options, line up your priorities, and do what matters most. You must go small. You must find your one thing. There's no surefire thing. But there's always something, one thing, that out of everything matters more than anything. I'm not saying there will only be one thing, or even the same thing, forever. I'm saying that at any moment in time there can only be one thing. And when that one thing is in line with your purpose and sits atop your priorities, it will be the most productive thing you can do to launch you toward the best you can be. Actions build on action. Habits build on habit. Success builds on success. The right domino knocks down another and another and another. So whenever you want extraordinary results, look for the levered action that will start a domino run for you. Big lives ride the powerful wave of chain reactions and are built sequentially, which means when you're aiming for success, you can't just skip to the end. Extraordinary doesn't work like that. The knowledge and momentum that build as you live the one thing each day, each week, each month, and each year are what give you the ability to build an extraordinary life. But this doesn't just happen. You have to make it happen.
T.S. Eliot said, "Only those who will risk going too far can possibly find out how far one can go."
One evening, an elder Cherokee told his grandson about a battle that goes on inside all people. He said, "My son, the battle is between two wolves inside us. One is fear. It carries anxiety, concern, uncertainty, hesitancy, indecision, and inaction. The other is faith. It brings calm, conviction, confidence, enthusiasm, decisiveness, excitement, and action." The grandson thought about it for a moment and then meekly asked his grandfather, "Which wolf wins?" The old Cherokee replied, "The one you feed." Your journey toward extraordinary results will be built above all else on faith. It's only when you have faith in your purpose and priorities that you'll seek out your one thing. And once certain you know it, you'll have the personal power necessary to push you through any hesitancy to do it. Faith ultimately leads to action, and when we take action, we avoid the very thing that could undermine or undo everything we've worked for, and that's regret.
Advice from a friend.
As satisfying as succeeding is, as fulfilling as journeying feels, there is actually an even better reason to get up every day and take action on your one thing. On your way to living a life worth living, doing your best to succeed at what matters most to you not only rewards you with success and happiness, but with something even more precious. No regrets.
Mark Twain said, 20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things that you didn't do than by the ones you did do. So throw off the bow lines, sail away from the safe harbor, catch the trade winds in your sails, explore, dream, discover.
If you could go back in time and talk to the 18-year young you, or leap forward and visit the 80-year-old you, who would you want to take advice from? It's an interesting proposition. For me, it would be my older self. The view from the stern comes with the wisdom gathered from a longer